வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 18th of June 1976 in Toronto, Canada.
I was talking of these cars. The dog is running on legs and they are running on cars. So, actually, what is the difference? This is advancement of civilization. That the dog is running for nothing, here and there, on legs, and human being is running on nice car. Does it mean there is advance in civilization? If we keep the human being like cats and dogs without any advancement of knowledge, the cats and dogs, they cannot accept any advance knowledge. That is not possible. Similarly, if human society kept in darkness without any advance knowledge, without any knowledge of the aim of life, and without any knowledge what is the meaning of human life, then remain as cats and dogs. So as cats and dogs, if they practice to run here and there, either on legs or on car, is that advancement of civilization?
Swami, there was a news item in the paper last year. Some research scholars at Jesuit University performed some experiments, and then they said that Krishna consciousness people lose initiative for doing things. They don't fight the battle of life. It takes away the initiative from them.
No, that's
it. It was published in papers.
It is misunderstanding. We are actually struggling for achievement of the highest goal of life. Otherwise, why you are writing so many books? It is for the human being. And they are being accepted. It is not for the cats and dogs. This Bhagavatam is not meant for the cats and dogs. Vidya Bhagavatavadhi. The beginning, it is said, Dharma prodhita kaita vatra paramanin vasalanang satang vastava vastu vedam atra. Atta simad bhagavatam vastava vastu vedam. What is actual life? So we are struggling to give people what is actual life. Krishna comes down to teach us what is actual life. Jada jada hi dharma saklani bhavati vah. When people become cats and dogs, dharma saklani. Dharma saklani means cats and dogs. Because in the cats and dogs society there is no question of dharma. They simply jump over and enjoy life, eat, drink, be merry, enjoy eating, sleeping, sex and defense, that's all. So if human life is also trained up in a polished way, the same principle, then where is the difference between cats and dogs? Dog is thinking, I am this body, hound, greyhound, and bark, oh, oh. Similarly, if we remain like that, the bodily concept of life, that I am this body, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim. Then where's the difference between dog and horse? Human life is meant for understanding that I'm neither Hindu nor Muslim nor American nor Indian. Aham Brahmasmi. That is the beginning of life. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. And what is Brahma? Then life begins. The cats and dogs, they cannot say that I am not this body. I am spirit soul. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Man, Arjuna was thinking in the bodily concept of life. My family, my brother, and so on, so on. So he declined to fight. So,
Professor O'Connor is right here to see you.
Yes. Go on.
Kathleen.
Hurry, take this. I saw you last in London, I think.
We did, at your
suburban
place.
Yes.
We were out for a morning walk, but you got up ahead of us, so Pradyumna and I did not quite catch you, but we followed your trail.
Pradyumna was there.
My wife was with me, you probably remember Kathleen O'Connell, and Professor Mrs. Fendrick. Mrs. Fendrick teaches at Ryerson University of Toronto.
So, if we keep the human society in darkness about the aim of life, that is not serious. Mati vidu sartha gatin vishnu. I think you will understand sanskrit. Sartha gatin, the real self-interest is to go back to home, back to God. But that purpose, the human life is given by nature, is an opportunity in the cycle of birth and death. See, if we don't take advantage of this human form of life, when we can realize God and go back to home, back to God, then it is missing. Mate vidu sartha gatin hi vishnu durasayadi bahirathamani. They are enamored by the external energy of God, this material energy. And they are thinking that utilizing the material energy, the dog is running on his legs, if he can run on motor car, that is advanced. The business is running without any purpose.
Is it not better to run than to stand still and sleep?
No. Running is not stop. But running must be with some purpose. The aim of life. That they do not know. They are missing the aim of life.
I thought, Swamiji, Rajas is a better manifestation than Tamas.
No. You have to go above Rajastam. Rajastama means greediness and lust. Tato rajastama bhava kamalobha gayaschati cheta eti anavidyam sthita satte prasiva. If you want peace and happiness, then you have to transcend the platform of rajastama and come to the platform of goodness. Then you have to transcend the goodness platform and come to the Vasudev platform, Krishna consciousness platform. This is problem. Tato rajastama bhava. Kama lobha. Rajastama means calm and lobha. Endless greediness and endless lusty desire. That will keep us within the category of material existence. Nuro janmani janmani aprapama. Then we remain mura, life after life. That is not the aim of human life. Bhutta bhutta paliyate. We take one's type of body and struggle and again die and again accept another type of body. There are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. this is going on. Tatha dehantara prapti. Find out this verse. Dehi nasmin yatha dehe kaumaram javu banangajara. Tatha dehantara prapti dhira sattanabhu. This is the beginning of spiritual education. One has to learn it, that I am not this body, I am within this body, and I am transmigrating from one body to another. That means repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is the main problem of life. So human life means to make a solution of this problem, not to be entangled with this problem again and again.
The question is, one must be able to see it as a problem. People don't see it as a problem.
Therefore Krishna says, here is your problem. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkho dosana darshana. Find out this verse.
Janma mrityu jara.
Yes, find out. This is knowledge. Advancement of knowledge means one must be able to see that what are the actual problems. Just like the scientists, the philosophers, they are trying to solve so many problems. But first of all, fix up what is the problem. Temporary problem to make a solution, that is going on. But actual problem is this. Na annate annamane sarire. The soul is not destroyed. Na jayate na amriyate va kadachit at any time. One should be very prudent to see that if I have no birth and no death, then what is this nonsense, birth and death? That is knowledge. Why I am dying? Why there is birth problem? Why there is death problem? And as soon as there is birth problem, there is disease problem, there is old age problem. Therefore Krishna says, what is the janma mrityu jara vyadhi?
In the list of items of knowledge, perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease.
Yes. And the cure, medicine is also given. Tatta deham punarjanma nahi. If you become Krishna conscious, then everyone has to give up this body. But a person who is in thorough knowledge of Krishna, then he, after giving up this body, he does not accept any more material. Taktadeham punarjanma. Find out these verses.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode.
Yes. This is the solution. Therefore our only business should be to understand Krishna. That is perfection. And that makes the solution. Taktadeham punarjanma. Because our propaganda is how to understand Krishna. And this yoga, Krishna consciousness, yoga, simply thinking of Krishna and try to understand Krishna. That is explained. Mayasakta mana prasa. Yogam junjana madasra. Asamsayam samagrangamam jatadhyam sasi tatsi. Without any doubt. And if you asaṁsāyaṁ samagrahamāṁ, if you understand Krishna, then tattvādiham punarjanma naiti māmi. We are therefore requesting everyone, study Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't interpret them, don't screw out your concocted meaning. Then your life is gone. Every politician, every scholar, everyone is trying to screw out some meaning. That is the disease. But we say, we are begging people that you read Bhagavad Gita as it is and try to. Very simple. We haven't got to become very learned scholar. Our business is to go to you and request you, please read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't try to interpret it. That is our approach. Very simple. Because Bhagavad Gita, the instruction is there, and we haven't got to manufacture anything. But as a peon, we carry only, please read it as it is. Or we try to explain as it is. And where is the explanation? Everything is clear. Beginning in Dharma Khetri, Kuru Khetri, Samavita, Jugutsava. Mamaka Pandavasta, Ivakima Purpatasa. Dhritarashtra is asking Sanya that my sons and my brother's son, both of them assembled together for fighting, then what did they do? And they assembled in the Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra. That place is still there, Kurukshetra. You have been in India. And the Kurukshetra station is there. And people are still going by thousands to Kurukshetra as a Dharma Khetra. So where is the difficulty to understand the meaning of these two words, Dharma Khetra, Kurukshetra? Why we should interpret? Kurukshetra means this, Dharma Khetra means this. Why? Mislead others and mislead himself. Suppose you have got some philosophy. So you can explain your philosophy different. Why should you take Bhagavad Gita and explain your philosophy? Is it honesty?
All our acharyas have been doing it.
No acharya. Lower class. No acharya. Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vijar, Acharya, Sankaracharya, Chaitanya. They never did. Outsiders who did not care for the authority of the acharya, they did. Otherwise, the acharya sampradaya, they never did that. Acharya van purusa veda, acharya upasanam. That is bona fide process. Acharya upasanam. Amanittam adhammittam acharya upasana. This is the process of knowledge. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayogi. This is acharya. Acharya will never interpret that. You see, Ramacharya's contempt has a comments on Bhagavad Gita. Nothing changed. But in every sloka he has given evidence from the Vedas. From the Upanishad. Acharya will never change.
Swamiji, you think bhakti is the solution to the problem of the world today?
Yes. That is your natural position. You are protected and God is protector. That's a fact. You cannot live even for a moment without protection from God. But that is your position. That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. I have read it in Chaitanya Chaitamita. You have read Chaitanya Chaitamita. Yes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he immediately gives the definition and position of the living entity. Jiver Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. So Sanatana Goswami asked him, people glorify me that I am very learned scholar. Gramma vyavahare kahaye pandit. You understand Bengali? Gramma vyavahare kahaye pandit. Satya garimani. My these neighbors, they call me pandit. and I accept, yes, I'm a Pandit, but I'm such a Pandit. Apunar hitahit kichunanchen. I do not know what is my aim of life and what is good for me. I'm such a Pandit. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, Kiyami kano more jape tapatra. Apani kaho prabhu kise hit ho. So the mistake is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately pointed out that you are learned, of course, there is no doubt. But you are submitting yourself for the others. He said that your question that Kiyami, who am I? So he said that you are servant of God. That is your real attitude. Then he begins teaching. So our position is servant of God. Eko jo bahunam vidudati kaamam nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. One singular number, one plural number. Chetan, eternal. The singular number Chetan is the maintainer. And the plural number Chetan is the maintained. So our position is maintained. Just like father maintains the children. That is natural. And children's duty is to remain obedient to the father. That's all. That is no. Then the family is all right. Family means father, mother, and children. They are missing the children, they are saying, the mother, they are saying. And they are saying, there is no father. This is modern civilization. How is that? The children are there, the mother is there. How is that there is no father? What is this conclusion? Sane man's conclusion is, if the children are there, the mother is there, there must be father. Without father, how mother can beget children? Is there any experience that without father and mother has given birth to children? The modern civilization is, mother is material nature. And we are all sons. Born in the womb of the material nature. So who is the father? That inquiry is lacking. But there is father, undoubtedly. And the answer is given by the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Jivani Sukhantya, end of the story. Sambhavanti Mutha, Kasang Mahajani Brahma, Aham Bija Pudhati, Bija Ham Sarva Bhuta.
It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed giving father.
Yes. And that is the root cause of all problems, that we are missing the father. He is maintainer, godless. Is it possible that the mother gives birth to a child without father? Is there any experience in the history of the world? The mother has given birth to a child without connection with the father. They say, we have not seen father. That does not mean there is no father. A child may not have seen his father. There are many children, but that doesn't mean that he has no father. There must be father. And so, if there is father and no father, how will you know it? Suppose you have not seen. You ask the mother, mother, am I born without father? Mother said, no, you have got your father. Or she can show, here is your father. So you cannot understand the father by your research work. You have to take the knowledge from the mother authority. There is no other way. You cannot make any experiment or research knowledge who is father. That is not possible. You never understand who is father. You have to take the authority of the Veda to understand what is God or what is the Supreme Father. And here in the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Father personally is coming and teaching you, I am the Father. So what is the objection to accept it? All the acharyas have accepted. As you spoke of the acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted. So what is my objection? That means I am defying all the acharyas. All the Vedas says, Krishnasu Bhagavan Sayam. Iti Chansapala Pungsa Krishnasu Bhagavan Sayam. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigra. And this is supported by the acharyas.
Swamiji, could you speak a bit about the proper attitude of a child towards the father? Is it one of fear, respect, love?
Love. Basically some love. Father loves the child, naturally. The child also naturally loves the father. This is natural relationship. Father works all day and night for maintaining the children, family, and if the child out of love takes his lozenges and offers to the father, father, it is very nice, you take, my father will be very glad. Oh, yes, yes, I tell you. A father does not require the lozenges. But out of love, the small child offering a little lozenges, the father is very glad. Oh, this child loves me. So Krishna says, Patram Bhushvam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhaktya Prajachati Tadaham Asrami. This is relationship. Even the poorest man, he can offer to Krishna a little flower, a little fruit. And Krishna says, yes, if it is offered with love, I accept it. That is relationship. What Krishna has got to do with little flower and little fruit? But he accepts. Tadaham Asrami. He says, Bhaktya Apunitam, because he has brought it with love and devotion, I accept it. If the Supreme Father accepts from you something, then your life is successful.
The human children often play with their fathers. Is playfulness a proper attitude?
No, that is not playfulness, that is real love. That's like father sometimes becomes a horse and the child rides over and father enjoys. There is a story about Prime Minister Gladstone. Yeah, he was Prime Minister, so many people come to him, so one man came and the doorman said, he's now busy, wait. So he was waiting for 1 hour. Then he became impatient. He wanted to see what this gentleman is doing. So he saw that he has become a horse and his grandchild is driving it. So why the Prime Minister has become a horse to take back his grandchild on the back and enjoy? Is it a horse? This is out of love. Enjoying, but not wasting time. The other visitors are waiting. This is love. So that revive that natural light is the opportunity in human life. We have distributed our love in so many material things. Therefore, Krishna comes and directly speaks that we withdraw all these nonsense activities. Sarva dharma anpari. Mama, don't try to love me, then you will like me. This is last lesson. Personally question, that why you are rotting in this material world of birth and death and manufacturing so many ways of life. You give up all this nonsense. Just surrender and to me you'll be happy. This is natural. Sabai pungsang parodhan yato bhakti radhukkati abhituki apratihata jenatma samprasidati. That is first class system of religion which teaches the followers how to love God. Yato bhakti radhukkati. What kind of love? Ahoituki apratihata. Without any motive and without any impediment, then you'll be pleased. Jenatma samprasidati. Then you'll be happy. So we are after happiness, peacefulness. This is the holy way. Bhoktaram jagatam sam sarvaloko maheshwaram sridam sarvabhutanam gyatya mam shanti vichya. So the teachings are there, the process is there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is practical demonstration of the teaching. That is detected by Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavadana, Krishna Prema Pradhan. So we require Krishna Prema, love of God. So you are so magnificent that you are giving Krishna Prema. Krishna, you are Krishna, we understand. That you are Krishna, you are personally giving Krishna Prema. Namo Mahavadana, Krishna Prema Pradhan. Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya Namini, Gaurati Se Nama. Sarva Bhattacharya also said like that. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikkhata Meka Purusha Purana. Kipam Buddhita Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhar Kipam Buddhija Samaham Prapadde. So Krishna comes himself to teach what is God and what is the relationship with God. And people still mistakes. Therefore he comes as devotee, how to teach people how to approach Krishna. These things are there. That is Krishna consciousness movement. To understand Krishna through Chaitanya. Other is very difficult. Manasyanam sahasresu paschidyadadishi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specially appeared to give Krishna. Therefore, if we go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand Krishna very quickly. And as soon as we understand Krishna, we become liberated. Taktadeham punarattati. Oh, salusanam. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja janma sarthakari karo paro. These things are unknown in the Western countries. So anyone who has taken birth in India, Bharatvarsha, they should make his, one should make his life perfect by assimilating all these shastras and preach the result and action to the outside. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithivite asidakta nagarani. So you Indians, you are here, you assimilate the teachings of Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and help these people. That is Indian.
Would you say something about the place of women?
There is no distinction between man and woman. That is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita. Manghipata bapasitya jipisu pabajona sriya suddha tathabhasya. The first is mentioned sriya. Sriya suddha tathabhasya. These classes are understood to be less intelligent. Woman, sudra, and the vaisya. But Krishna says, no, even for them it is open. Because in the spiritual platform there is no such distinction. Man or man, or black, white, or big or small, no. Everyone is spirit soul. Pandita samadarsha. Vidyaminaya sampanne brahmani gavihastini suniti to sapakita. Pandita, one who is actually learned, he is samadarsha. He does not make any distinction. But so far our material body is concerned, there must be some distinction for keeping the society in order.
The woman could be sampanna.
Oh yes. Devijanti parangati not only come, she can also attain the perfection. There is no such restriction. Krishna said.
Do you have any
pundits
in the Western
movement? There are so many Western women girls in our society there, chanting, dancing, taking to Sahasrara. Many. Of course, because superficially, bodily, there is some distinction, so we keep women separately from them. That's all. Otherwise, the rights are the same.
Is it possible, Swamiji, for a woman to be a guru in the line of disciplic succession?
Yes. Jahnava Devi was. Nityananda's wife. She began. If she is able to go to the highest perfection of life, why it is not possible to become guru? But not so many. Actually, one will attain the perfection. She can become guru. A man or woman, unless one has attained the perfection, jai Krishna tattvamita sei guru. The qualification of guru is that he must be fully cognizant of the science of Krishna. Then he or she can become guru. Jai Krishna tattvamita. Say guru. Is it any prohibition that a woman cannot become professor? If she is qualified, she can become professor. What is wrong with it? She must be qualified. That is the purpose. Similarly, if the woman understands Krishna consciousness perfectly, she can become guru.
Well, to understand Krishna consciousness, do you not require an adhikari?
Adhikari means he must agree to understand. That is adhikari. Mahārāja Yudhiṣṭhira. But we do not agree, that is our fault.
Is this agreement due to learning or how
does
it?
No. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya-mārga, you surrender, you become qualified. You agree, yes, I surrender, Krishna says. Then immediately you become qualified. But that you do not do. Krishna is personally canvassing, but we are not able. So what can be done? If I say with a bag of $1,000,000, take this bag. If you don't agree, then you remain poor man. But if you agree, yes, without any labor I'm getting the $1,000,000 back. All right. Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanavanti Jnanavan Mahang Prabhadati. To come to that Krishna consciousness, rightly and surrender to Krishna, it takes many millions of births. But if one is intelligent, if this is the ultimate goal, then one has to come to this point to surrender to Vasudeva. Why not do it immediately? That is intelligence. That is intelligence. Krishna is canvassing. One has to take millions of births to come to this point, and Krishna is personally promising, Aumtva Sarva Bhapi Bhamma Khusya. Why not take advantage? That means you do not agree. If you agree, the result is immediate. Hujananti Mangmu Ramani Simtasma. They are thinking, Krishna is also a human being like me. Why shall I send it to you? Then Mura, Hujananti Mangmu Ramani. Then remain arrested. What can be done? We have got little independence because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is full independent. But because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have got little independence. So we can refuse. Krishna, all of Krishna canvassing. Sarvadharmaan puritajyo. We can refuse. Why should I send it to you? That is our misfortune. But if we agree to get the immediate religion, and therefore this Hare Krishna mantra, to agree Cheta Darpanamad, because we have got so many nasty, dirty things within our heart, we cannot agree. But if we chant Hare Krishna, then we become clean, heart, and then agree. Those who are not agreeing, for them it is recommended, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Harinnama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalona, Srivana, 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 Srivana. Chant Hare Krishna, because Krishna and Krishna's name is not different. By association of Krishna you become purified, then you understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma. You become the greatest Mahatma. Oh, Krishna is everything. Then surrender. You have to surrender. Today or tomorrow, or many millions of births happen, you have to do that. Otherwise, he will be troubled by the laws of material nature. Daivi jesa gunamai mama maya virataya. Mami vaja prapadhanti maya meza. So we have to come to that point. How to surrender to Krishna. That is nature's way, pulling by the earth. Come here, do this. Prakita kriyamanani gunai garvanti. This will go on. As long as you are not agreeing to surrender to Krishna. And as soon as you surrender to Krishna, there is no infringement by Maya. So the process is going on by the laws of nature to give us different types of trouble. Main trouble is Janma Mithu Jarabhyad, it will go on unless we surrender. Better surrender in this life and be perfect. Then things are all right. And what is the benefit of our so-called independence? If we declare that we are independent of the laws of nature, is it possible? Is it possible? Then where is your independence? Why are you declaring falsely independence? If you declare yourself independent of God, then you become dependent on Maya. Just like the criminals, they don't care for the laws of the government, they become under the laws of the prisoner. There is no question of independence. Either you remain free or in the prison house, you are under the laws of God. So why falsely declaring independence and don't care for the God? Outlawed. That is called Maya. False prestige. Which is not possible.
Swamiji, you came to New York, I believe, in 1965.
Yes.
Can you remember some of your first impressions of North American society when you came here? Did you feel it was right for Krishna consciousness at that time?
No. I was not very much hopeful that I wrote one poetry that Krishna, why you have brought me in this country, what can I do? I shall convince them, how they will understand the philosophy. So, but because you have brought me here, must be there is some purpose. All right, you make me dance as you like. That poetry is in Boston, come out on fire from the sea. I came by sea. So I wrote that poetry. I do not know what for I have come here. Why Krishna has brought me here? As soon as I shall say that there is no illicit sex, no meat eating, no drinking, no gambling, they'll say, we go home, don't talk. I knew this. Still I attempted. But these boys kindly accepted. I never made any compromise. I say, these are the first conditions to become Krishna conscious. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. Are you agree? They say, yes, then come. If I would have made compromise, yes, whatever you like, I can do. No, I never did. Some of them left, as it is too difficult. The primary necessities of life are denied here. But this boy, they accepted, and they are pretty improving. They are young men, they have got all the desires for material enjoyment, but they have sacrificed everything. That is tapasya. Tapodibbang putraka adhina suddheta sattah. If you want to purify your existence, then you must practice tapasya.